Phone Boy Speaks, episode 587, Netflix charging cable companies. When I read this line in an Ars Technica article, I spit out my scotch. While the network neutrality debate has focused primarily on whether ISPs should be able to charge companies like Netflix for faster access to consumers, cable companies are now arguing that it's really Netflix who holds the market power to charge them. Okay. Now, there is some vague, logic for this, and it's because this is how the content companies work, and the traditional sort of cable television market. Now, this has been happening for years and years and years. The local channels have been asking for more money through retransmission fees. The different content companies have forced bundling and keep raising the prices every year. And what Comcast does in those cases is they suck it up and they charge the consumers more money. And my cable bill just went up. It just went up like another, $3 or $4 or something. And I literally have limited basic TV, right? Which means I've got the local broadcast channels and that's it. And between that and internet, my cable bill's still almost $92 a month. And I have absolutely nothing from Comcast. So, these guys are just, these guys are a bunch of douchebags. Anything that they're going to say on this is bull crap at best. And, at least with cable television, right? Or, the traditional, watching television type of thing, I have multiple choices, right? If Comcast isn't going to give me what I want, I can go to a Dish Network or or something like that, or, DirecTV or whatever, and get a better deal if I want to, right? I have choices there. For internet, I really don't, right? There's not really a compelling, third choice, or second, even the second choice, right? It's for me, it's Comcast or bust. The DSL provided by CenturyLink is not anywhere in the same neighborhood, and they can try and sell it to me all they want, but it's not the same thing. And so again, if there reaches a point where the cable company or the content companies want too much for content, guess what? The cable companies can and actually have told these companies to go pound sand. It happens. It happened with a bunch of the smaller providers. They were getting railroaded by Viacom or whatever, and they basically told Viacom to go pound sand. We're not going to essentially double your what we pay you guys. And so they ended up replacing all the Viacom channels. And so that could easily happen with these cable television companies too, right? They could reach a point where say, consumers aren't willing to pay this anymore. And so they could easily say, screw you, we're not going to do anything. And so they hold the cards. And likewise, if Netflix decides that they want to extract more money so people can watch Netflix, the cable companies have done nothing. If they really actually wanted to serve their customers, there wouldn't be a net neutrality bait. They would be working with level three or whatever, because a lot of times that with Netflix, it's level three who's actually, getting the packets from Netflix to the provider. And and level three has come out with Verizon and said, look, all you got to do is turn up a couple more ports on a router. It doesn't even cost you that much. And, use the existing connection we already have. We've got plenty of capacity. You're just choosing not to use it. And so these companies, the cable companies have just got a whole lot of nerve to say that the content companies are somehow have the power to charge them. Not in the internet market, in the TV market maybe, but even then Comcast holds the power to say no, and they're just passing along the costs. And if Netflix for some reason does do that, that's exactly what they'll do. They'll pass the cost on to us, just like they do every other time every one of these other channels decides to raise rates, or somebody, or the local broadcast channels want to raise rates. It's just crazy. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.